Yep. Oh yeah, that's a brisket.
Zibbity zibbity bow. Oh, so Ray.
Yeah, that's me.
I still haven't gotten around to ordering these hockey tickets because I've been doing other things. Do you want to go to one hockey game? Kurt and I are going to go to three. Two college and one pro.
Yeah, do you have any idea when?
Nope, haven't picked those dates yet. Every time I go to the webpage, I'm like, all right, going to do this, and then something else comes up, and I don't get back to it.
So Tuesdays are out. Obviously, Wednesdays are out. I don't know when hockey games take place.
Any night of the week.
Apart from those, yes.
Okay.
When's hockey?
Soon.
Okay.
You want to come see the Penguins play the Sabres?
Does it cost money?
Yes.
No.
Be like 60-some bucks a ticket.
Oh, my God. What am I, the Pope? Jeez Louise.
The college games are like 20-some dollars a ticket.
Oh.
But yeah, there's one game where the Penguins are playing the Sabres here in State College. I think it's a preseason game. We're going to go check it out.
Preseason and it's 60 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys have never been to an actual Penguins game then.
No.
It's easy to drop a couple hundred dollars a ticket for a Pens ticket.
Oh my God. That's shameful. Yeah, just make sure it doesn't conflict with the Primus concert.
Yeah. No November 6th-ish. But you won't be in town anyway, so during that time.
Oh. All right, where will I be?
I assume you're going to be in California.
Oh, is that BlizzCon week?
Since you bought horrifically expensive tickets to go to California.
I haven't bought them yet.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I had decided I wasn't going to go. And then, you know, I asked Mr. McDouche, you know, if he could give me a inside scoop on, can I wait till hear the big Diablo announcement next year? And his reply was, quote unquote, you should definitely come this year, ... I was like, I hate you.
Maybe he just wants to hang out with you.
Nah, that's unlikely. He's busy. So now I gotta go this year. I just haven't bought any plane tickets or anything yet.
I was gonna say, I feel like you hearing the Diablo announcement 2 minutes sooner than the rest of the world hardly seems urgent, but...
Gotta be there.
Sad.
I'm opening the channel.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
Wow, that was fast. Sven! In like a rocket? Oi! I said, Martha, what do you want for dinner? She said, how about Squid?
Yeah, I just... Are you still squeaking? I mean, come on.
Yes, I rock a lot.
I don't have that much... My regret in not going is that I won't see my friend who lives in California.
Yeah.
Not missing BlizzCon, unfortunately.
I love the BlizzCon.
I like the BlizzCon. I just don't love it. I like that idea. Go fund me for a can of WD-40 for Craig.
If you want to start out a GoFundMe for one of those nice fancy gaming chairs.
How about some trombone lubricant? I hear that that's available on Amazon.
I forgot all about that.
I did too. Treat yourself. Anything else before we kick this off?
No.
All
right. I'm assuming that, you know, at some point in time, we can discuss, because it's tangentially related, the awesome trailer that I was told about last night. Did you see the trailer for The Mandalorian?
Yeah, The Mandalorian looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look awesome.
I thought you were talking about that other garbage trailer for that piece of crap movie that's going to come out.
You're going to have to be a little more specific.
Yeah, that was super.
Rey stole like Darth Maul's lightsaber or something. Now she's got a two-bladed light. I don't know. She's dumb. Who cares?
It's going to be fine. You're wrong about all those movies.
No, I'm not. Those movies are terrible.
Nope, you're just a jerk, and you focus on the bad parts, which are easily outnumbered by the good parts.
Ugh. I did not draft Andrew Luck. I got a Cam Newton.
Yeah, but I think we did.
We did draft Lamar Miller, though, so he had to be dropped.
Yeah. Did you replace him with someone good?
No.
Okay.
As always, my goal in life is to make Ian sad.
Sure, that's
so
fair.
So I drafted a backup quarterback. To replace the Miller spot.
Dude,
we have like seven running backs.
That's because they are valuable. Backup quarterbacks have no value.
Yeah, I hate you so much. All right, let's get. I'm going on with this show now.
Whoa. Hold on.
Whoa.
I need you to knock it down to like, I don't know, 66 or 64 or something. Because you're.
Oh, did you also notice the Craig's volume was at 1,000?
Yeah, you're still blasting us out of that.
It auto adjusted itself way back up.
Well. In Audacity? I'm not talking about Audacity.
Yeah, well, Audacity went through the roof.
Yeah, Audacity will continue to adjust. I mean, your mic level outside of Audacity.
Outside of Audacity.
Yeah.
So in the Discord.
No, not in Discord. No. Your general mic settings.
I don't ever touch that one.
Could you do that now?
As soon as I remember where that is.
What backup quarterback did you pick?
No, I'm not going to tell you because it's going to make you extra sad. And I don't want to hear your
My God. Why couldn't you at least gotten Jacoby Brissett?
No way. That guy's a punk.
Oh, you're a monster. Oh, God. I hope it wasn't Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic.
Yeah, it was good. He's not even starting, is he? Where does he live these days? Miami?
Yes. Device properties. My main volume is only set at 63 in the Windows. I'll take it down a few. Is that better? Worse?
As far as I can tell, from one sentence, that appears to be better.
Okay. Should I move on then?
Do it, Doug.
Believers, welcome to the 200th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one with me. We got KS72 and some guy we found on the street corner because he had nothing better to do this week, so he decided to show up here. His name is Ian.
I had a work conference, guys. I have a job, and they need to send me to go see the Spice Girls in concert.
That would be awesome. Never seen the Spice Girls in concert.
All right. So now that I'm back, are you guys ready for 38 minutes of glory? If it runs a second longer than that, I'm out of here again.
This is the week of August 28th through September 4th of 2019. Your Deadpool Daily. So that's funny. Today, Black Cage. Thursday, Blue Rocket. Friday, Purple Spidey. Saturday, Red Daredevil. Sunday, Red She-Hulk. Monday, Black Deadpool. Tuesday, Black Gamora. Wednesday, Purple Widow. Over in the 5-day four-star crash! Alright. Oh, the Titans. Last we spoke, it was Talos the Talosian fighting somebody that I've already... Carol?
It was definitely right? Carol.
Alright. Yeah. That one was not particularly fun, because Talos is not good. But eventually I was able to win, like, on the third or fourth try.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, I got it on the first try, but it was all blue. They put plenty of blue out there for me, and I just stunned her. Now, I was able to see, I think, every single one of her animations, and I do like most of them, so that was enjoyable. But she did not manage to kill me. I just kept her stunned at some point and, yeah, finished her off.
Yeah, I saw her be on her own six many, many times.
And
Ian did not participate.
Nope. Talos is not a character that I have.
No. Coming up number next is Spider on not Spider action. You know, Miles versus right. Jessica. Ian, you got a 5-3-4 Miles.
Yep, smooth sailing.
Oh, Jessica. Yeah, you're going to be able to blast the crap out of her.
Jessica Drew, to be clear, since right. there are not multiple Jones. Jessicas.
Sorry, yes. Not the Jones.
And neither right. one of them are Spider-Verse, so... Right.
No. It's a good sale for Ian. That should be good. Total winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he turns invisible easy. Still, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Okay. Good enough.
All right. Storyland, we got Venom Bombs running right now. That'll get you 3 Kamala Khans and a Sabretooth. Top folks is Mysterio and She-Hulk. It's going to be followed up by Web Wonder. Again, She-Hulk, Mysterio. Top 200 folks get brand new Android Jim. His shield training will be following that up, where you will need Mysterio, Black Panther, and The Thing. So that one's going to be hard, because Mysterio. I don't have a lot of those.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something I have. Unless they gave us some Mysterios.
You can earn a few in Web Wonder, I think.
Yeah, a few's not going to get me to 210, so... Or 220, whatever the level I need him to be at.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
We are between seasons into PvP land, so Black Vortex is running now. That'll get you Daredevil and Matt, Creepy Bobby, and Doreen. All right, let's talk about Android Jim, one of the original three Marvel characters. Let's see. So he is red, green, and yellow, 4-star. His powers are kind of wacky. They're all about the count or repeater tiles. So, red, blaze beyond control for 8 red. Destroy all friendly repeater tiles, dealing damage to the enemy team. This damage is increased for each repeater tile destroyed. At level 5, it is 1147, 575. What is that? 270 to 2235 at 1119. So, I don't know. Wacky. Has green power, wildfire. Create a one-turn green repeater tile that does some damage. At the start of the turn, if there's at least one of these on the board, create another one. That starts out max 4. Once you get up to level 4 or 5, that gets you a max of 5 of those, where they are doing 222 damage. His yellow power is burning persistence. That's passive. Whenever an ally fires a power, fortify yourself. 2 friendly repeater tiles, and create a strength 108 yellow strike tile. As you go up in level, that fortifies more things and makes them stronger. At level 5 is a strength 168 tile, and fortifying 3 of those things. So there you go. Kind of wacky. You want to make a bunch of countdown tiles and then blow them up for AoE.
I don't know. I have no idea which way to build this guy. I mean, I kind of like the synergy that the green and the yellow have, but then you got to have, you know, the red up in order to do your massive AoE damage, so.
Yeah, I'm assuming you want to go 5-5-3 here. Of course, that does let you fortify. How about 5-4-4? That lets you get the wildfire up to max 5 tiles and lets you fortify 3 tiles with the yellow. So the ever-popular 5-4-4.
I think Ian would be on board, but.
Yeah, I would be.
I don't know, it seems odd, but yeah. I kind of tend to
support
agree.
A poorly built character.
Ian, I'm sure you're a big fan of Android Jim, right?
Does not ring a bell.
He's one of the original 3 Marvel characters with Captain America and, you know, Marvel's first mutant, Namor.
Hmm. Nope. I haven't heard of him until just now.
Oh.
Okay. I saw earlier on the Reddit that was the new character, and it was a name of that character that I'd never heard of before, and I was like, sweet, Craig's going to be outraged, but it was just the opposite.
Yeah.
It was a fun twist. Usually, if it's anybody other than the person playing that character that you like, you're like, that's outrageous! That's the worst version of that person of all time! And I was like, ooh, that's going to be today!
But you missed the key. This guy is associated with Namor, so...
Right. Right.
Kind of.
I didn't know that there
he's
was...
He's just super old. Yeah.
I did not know there was a robot version of Human Torch before all of their creatures were created.
Yep.
I also knew how Craig felt about androids, so I was sure he would not be on board for this, but...
Right.
Turns out that Craig is so unbelievably fickle, and nothing that he claims has any substance. So, I would have been shocked, and we could have been in peril, but I took lots of, plenty of Imodium before the show, so my sleeping shirt is in no peril this week. There will be no bathroom accidents during, before, or after the show.
So did you, you apparently actually listen to last week's show. Oh, man, I mean, it was dead on. I mean, we didn't even, you know, it's like you were here the whole time.
Right. I was, when I saw the title, I was shocked because I listened to the show and I was like, well, that's me. I thought I was out day drinking with my friend Mike, but here I was doing the show.
All right, your shield training starts tomorrow, the 29th, ends on September 5th for 7,000 hero points. That's a lot of hero points. You can get a Black Panther, King of Wakanda Blue, a classic green thing, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO 8. 7,000 hero points.
That's a bargain.
Whew-ish. Doggy.
I would say it's a fair price, not necessarily a bargain, but...
Human Torch and Friends Vault, starting on the 1st, running through the 7th, 80 items in there, legendary token, 3 beginner supports, and a random Android gym cover. 2 random 4 stars, which could be Mysterio, Black Panther, or The Thing. Coming out in Web Wonder, he'll be in the placement rewards. Again, that starts tomorrow. His shield training also starts tomorrow, runs through the 5th. Rewards tokens to the Web Wonder store thing. And it has a random cover of Android Gym and more. He's featured in Simulator, which starting the 2nd runs to the 6th, where he'll be a progression reward. And you can get some tokens there for the Human Torch and Friends Vault. And his versus is called Trial by Fire. That runs from the 1st through the 3rd. Again, Android Gym there as a progression, and you can get some tokens to the Human Torch and Friends Vault. there you go. An unexpected character to pop up. I'm assuming this, you know, it coincides with today came out Marvel issue 1000, which is like a history of what Marvel's done, you know, since Marvel.
Oh, I thought this was Marvel's 80th anniversary was happening right now as well.
Yeah, so that they put out this special comic and.
Sure, I just him being one of the originals would be a good way to celebrate your 80th birthday.
Yep.
So I guess that leads us to the clue for this last release.
Yeah, so in 185, here's the hard clue. It's 80 years in the making. What could it be?
Is it Marvel Comics? I don't know.
Things that have changed.
Name
Android no longer uses immersive mode because people really wanted that back button. Fixed a rare bug that caused the game to crash when selecting the fast forward button after receiving supports for the first time. That's weird. Fixed various user interface issues, including scroll bars not working, tapping buttons not working, and other screens not properly resizing. The vault animation no longer plays erratically when redeeming items. The fast forward button no longer remains on the screen after you press it. And the champion reward animation after adding a champion level 2 character can now properly be skipped.
Nice.
Didn't notice that was a problem, but
it's okay. A minor problem, but I noticed it and it was a little annoying.
Well, there you go. Now it's fixed.
Yeah, I'm happy.
All right. Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had Wonder Man. What is the secret of his powers? Versus Makari. And because everybody hates me, they all voted for Makari. Do we even need to ask any more, Ray?
All right, let's move on.
I'd like to hear about it.
We did have a couple comments. The first comment, Makari wins. Two reasons. Makari is an Eternal and would smoke Wonder Boy six ways to Sunday. And
Wonder Man.
Second reason, I believe Ian would vote against Craig, if not for the multiple incidents of mocking Ian's speech, then just for the principle of the thing. So there you go. You can guess as to who submitted that. He finished with hashtag Demian. The second comment, Hakuna Makari? How is extended lifespan a freaking power? He would have to know when he was going to die and then exceed it. But if he was going to exceed it, then how would he know when he was going to die since that wasn't when he was going to die because he was going to exceed it? Anyway.
I think it just means he lives to an old age.
Well, then you could just... Anyway. Also... A total molecular disintegration just injures Makari? Ian can take comfort in knowing that he didn't lose this week. Craig did. So, there you go. Most of the votes were for Makari's. Makari moves on.
I was saying boo-erns. All right. This week, then, in the Aiko Sai-Kai Octagon, we have Mirage. Versus Molecule Man, do whatever a molecule can.
I think I got to go first on this one.
All right.
Go ahead.
So when I looked at Molecule Man, I'm like, who is this? I don't remember this character at all. But eventually I did recall seeing him. And let me just tell you, under his powers and abilities, the first thing it says is he's an extremely powerful person. At times, described to be the most powerful being in the multiverse.
Except
for the Beyonder.
Oh, man.
They said that, what the description of his powers is, he basically can mentally control, transform, manipulate the molecules of all matter and energy.
Oh, come on. How did you let this guy in on the showdown?
Now let me tell you that he does have a couple restrictions. One restriction went away for a little bit, but it generally applies is that he cannot manipulate the molecules or atoms of organic matter. So he can't just tear people apart. He can't touch anything that's organic. So that's a fairly big thing. But he has the power to manipulate like just about anything. He can just visualize something and have it come into being. So that's pretty bad. So you can imagine, like, he's just really all around powerful. At one point he teamed up with the Silver Surfer and was able to like completely rearrange the molecules in the earth. It doesn't say what they did with that, but In any case, very, very powerful guy. Strength level, he has the average human strength with no athletic ability or fighting skills. However, here's your key. Weakness, Molecule Man subconsciously imposed mental blocks on himself to prevent his full potential. He has a weakness for anyone messing with his mind and controlling him mentally. So, sweet! Ian, what does Mirage do?
She makes dumb illusions. Let's talk about Danielle Morningstar and her okayness. I don't know where we are in Mirage world, because when I was reading up on her, I don't know, she was depowered and then got Valkyrie powers and then was depowered and then was repowered and then was depowered and now has some of her mutant powers back because of a virus. I don't know. I don't know where we are, but she can sort of cast illusions by sort of reading your mind and making you feel bad about something you already feel bad about. So she's like a lazy ghost rider.
So she can cast the fourth level spell Phantasmal Killer?
I think so.
Okay.
Animal Empathy? Is that going to help me here?
Probably.
Ooh, I can resist death. I can challenge death to a game of chess and make him go away if I win. Bill and Ted style. So that's pretty strong.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Did you say your subject, you're vulnerable to my neural arrows? And I can focus my psionic powers to stun you by disrupting your central nervous system?
I didn't say that, but man, that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, that seems pretty good. That's her jam. Or she can force you to relive a tragic memory. Again, lazy Ghost Rider style.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that you can't pick me apart molecule by molecule, because that was not who I was expecting. When you said... What's your guy again?
Molecule Man.
Molecule Man. Yeah, I was thinking it was one of the characters from Teen Force that came on after Space Ghost and the Herculoids, but it was not Moleculad. He was just had a nice green suit and could turn into gas.
No, but I do have a quote from this guy that I think was very interesting. He's quoted as saying, "I like stuff. I like making stuff and having stuff. I like alliteration too. Molecule Man. I mean, technically, I work with atoms, but Atom Man? No zing, no pizzazz."
I like that he's so upbeat. I also have the ability to sense death, so I feel like I'm looking down at my own hands and seeing the death glow in the middle of this fight. But you never know. If my neural arrows can repel the most powerful being in the multiverse, second only to the Beyonder, you know, maybe things will... Are coming up Mirage.
So it's just
Danielle Moonstar.
It's really just a matter of who gets initiative. Like, am I able to use my power to do something before you can use your power to, you know, mess with my brain? I think that's all it's going to come down to.
Right. So speed. I don't know that I'm particularly fast, but hopefully we'll let the listeners decide.
Okie doke. There you go. Vote this week.
Mirage
wins.
Versus Molecule Man.
Molecule Man. All right, then. This week, I don't have any other local news. You got any local news? Any exciting going on?
Little kids League just happened.
Kids are back. Football starting.
Yeah.
Little League happened. Who won?
Little Louisiana.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. They edged out Curacao.
Good for them.
Yep.
I don't know. My big thing that is in my head is watching that awesome Mandalorian trail.
Yeah, that was solid.
I'm super excited to see that. And I heard that they are modeling his character after the man with no name, the spaghetti western Clint Eastwood character, as opposed to trying to like, you know, imitate Boba Fett or something. So,
okay.
That makes me even more
excited.
He's
just a mysterious man with no name kind of situation. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should look good.
Did you get your offer for bargain Disney Plus?
I have not.
Okay. I'll keep you posted to see if it came through for me.
Is it okay. Something cheaper than the $7 or whatever they're supposed to be at?
It is. It's $3.92 a month plus tax.
What? That's a bargain.
Yeah, if you commit to a 3-year subscription.
Oh, that's a lot of subscription.
It is. I don't think it's going to go south in the first 3 years, so
I can't imagine.
I feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, it should be pretty safe. Yeah. So I went to the movies last night.
Oh, my.
I saw
Gerard Butler does stuff.
Yeah, Yeah, it was good.
No, I think Angel fell this time.
Oh, right, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it.
First he saved the president, then he saved Europe, and now he's framed as a bad guy?
And then saves the president.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And surprise appearance by Piper Perabo. I had not seen her act in a long time.
I don't know who that is, to be honest.
Did you see Coyote Ugly?
Oh, that sounds vague. That sounds like a movie I've heard of.
Did you see The Adventures of Rocky Bullwinkle?
Nope. The actual cartoon?
Well, no, the TV show which has Rocky Bullwinkle in it, the movie. It's a live-action movie with Rocky, cartoony kind of Rocky Bullwinkle, but Piper Perabo is a human FBI agent.
Hmm. Nope. I'm willing to simply look up this person, not look over here and go, yeah, I don't know how that's not Blake Lively or any other of, like, a dozen actresses who I don't know who they are, and then I'm going to get back on to the show. But I'm glad that you, Angel had fallen. Good times.
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. All right, that's all I got then. So this week, it's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Oh my.
Thanos, the hands of fate.
We're there already, huh?
Yes.
That's okay. I'm a little bit prepared. I was trying to read over this while you were telling me about Android Jim.
All right.
So that I would know what's happening, because I was like, oh, this guy, I don't remember anything about this Thanos. He has black, blue, and green abilities. His black ability costs 9 black AP. Let's see what it does. Oh, it deals like 2,000 damage to your target, and then 1,000 damage to all enemy heroes. Cool. Targeting heroes. That doesn't sound like Thanos' way. I guess heroes are the only person who tries to stop Thanos, so they would get in the way more. I don't feel like he would intentionally target them. He only strives for balance. Give the guy a break. Blue, it's passive. Let's see, if there are 3 or more enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles, remove one of them and convert one of them to a basic green. Ha! That's wacky. I like that ability. Not super useful, but it's super different. Let's see what this green ability does for 12. It destroys 32 random tiles, dealing 809 damage for each tile destroyed to a maximum of 4,800 damage. And it, of course, does not generate AP or deal damage with the destroyed tiles, other than the damage that's from firing the power. I would not expect extra. So let's see, Thanos, what do you do? What do you do?
You don't drink, you don't smoke.
Hmm.
Must be something inside.
That is definitely a 5-5-3, right?
You think so? I don't know. I feel like when you level him up, when you level that green power up enough, the tiles, the destroyed tiles that didn't do damage suddenly do damage. So there's some extra damage there. 809 per plus the tile damage. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, did you say 5-3-5 or did you say 5-5-3?
I said 5-5-3, but now I'm taking a look at that power and how it changes. Because, yeah, at level 4, it changes to not generating AP, but it does damage.
Right, which is nice. How about 4-5-4? Yes! I've solved the riddle.
That's what Ray actually has him at.
Ooh, Ray, well done.
I'm pretty sure that was entirely accidental, but...
Your innate excellence has caused you to subconsciously build him the correct way. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with this guy. I think I have him at a 1-1-1.
Yep, poop house Thanos for you.
So I don't know. I'm just learning. I feel like his black power is okay, because I think there are more heroes than villains in this game. So I think the chance of a bonus damage happening is pretty high.
It's also, 9 instead of 12. It's a little cheaper. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32 random tiles is a lot of tiles. It's a lot of board shake. I don't hate that.
I guess it depends on who you're fighting. If you're fighting somebody, it's going to put a lot of specials out there.
Yeah.
That black becomes more important.
Well, the blue becomes way more important.
Well, sure.
That's the one that just passively eats their stuff. And that board shake will blow up the rest of their stuff. He'll devastate any sort of Medusa, Carnage, someone else combo. He won't devastate anything. I don't know what I'm talking about. But he'll try. So anyway, that's Thanos Endgame. 4-star Thanos. And a Oh no, I don't even remember what the segment
that's
I'm in. That's what Sonny and Xand are.
Thanks.
Whew. Sorry.
Man, that sleeping shirt must be extra long today.
1 week break and I'm all fuzzy.
Fuzzy like your sleeping shirt.
It's not fuzzy.
Nope, I just pictured you as Marshall in your big sleeping shirt, trying to get the breeze from the hot air vent up your shirt.
I like that. I prefer that to picturing me as Grandpa Joe in my sleeping shirt.
No, I picture you as Marshall, so big right. Fudge.
I'll take that. I would just accept that flattery because I'm like, I am 95% certain that I have worn my sleeping shirt in front of you. So you should just picture me as me in my sleeping shirt. I can see how you would want to block that out, but
I think I have seen it. I think I did block it out.
Yeah. If you would rather picture me as Jason Segel playing Wii tennis, by all means.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. Hey, the mailbag will save us.
Willie, what you got?
I got a mailbag, and I got things in the mailbag.
Do it, Doug.
T. Deja Author over on the D3 forums, who is a recent addition to the Puzzle Warriors Alliance, said, "For a second, I thought this episode would announce that Wonder Man was coming as a playable character, and I was sorely disappointed that that was not the case." Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Zootsax said, "You forgot one important detail in your summary of Talos. When you use the Access Granted ability, he shapeshifts into the target character the same way that Mystique does." I actually think you did mention it, but it was like really quick. But in any case, he says this lets you do incredibly silly things like shapeshifting multiple characters. That is not what I wanted to paste. I just pasted the wrong thing into Discord. Let me paste the thing that I actually wanted to paste. He sent a picture. He says,
"Hey, Giddy, you could have pasted something much worse." So
this is true. He says, "Of course, doing stuff like this won't help you win more matches, but neither will using Talos in the first place. So why not do it?"
So you might as well have three Galacti in one game?
Right, exactly.
Nice. I support that.
So there you go. Multiple Galactus. meanwhile, over in the Reddit, Dances with Weevils says he runs Sabretooth at 5/5/3. Most of his damage is boosted by Okoye, so the difference in the red damage is negligible. You could say the same for green or the black, but I think there's more of a chance that you'll be able to use those powers before you have built up sufficient team-up than you would with the red. I suppose that's true. I just really like the red the most. But yeah, the difference between his level 3 and level 5 damage is insignificant compared to the power of the dark side. I mean, Okoye. Mad Jabroni said, "So many Prod Pod references. Just go back and bring the show back already."
Nope.
I don't think you're talking anybody into that, but... D-Wing and his wall of text. "He was confused by me asking about a sports ball thing. The episode has him way off balance. Was I..." Oh, right. I just asked about your draft experience. That's what it was.
Mm.
Ian,
I had a nice time.
Ian, we all know that you don't sound like that. You say those things, but you don't sound like that.
Sure I do. I love my sleeping shirt.
He also said that he can't imagine even a Bigfoot sighting getting Craig as excited as the King Dreadnought returning. It was exciting.
Yeah.
Did he leave the game and come back?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would I keep track of that? That seems like madness.
I'm not sure he left the game, but I didn't see him for a long time.
Like the same way that that Cactus Jack stopped playing the game, and now he only finishes first in every other PvE event?
He's not obsessed like he was.
Okay.
He also said Talos is not Scottish. I don't know where that comes from, but okay. Halfway through the episode, it finally clicked. Craig's Ian impression sounds like the talking Batarang from Teen Titans Go. I blame my younger daughter for the fact that I know what that sounds like, and now I want to throw myself off a roof. Wow, that got dark quick.
Hey, I think my impression of Adam's impression of Brian is spot on.
I didn't get this one. He said, I have spent most of my life vehemently anti-bacon, but I have recently grown to accept it as an ingredient, still won't eat it by itself. I can't.
See, I'm generally on the opposite side of that. I generally want to eat it by itself.
Right.
And less as an ingredient in other things.
Yeah.
Again, bacon with maple syrup on it is one of the great foods of the world.
That I can't get behind.
Nope.
He also said, I nearly disrupted a restaurant by laughing at last week's clap. Mwah. It was really bad. Really bad. And finally, he said, top-notch synergy breakdown. Why, thank you. Thank you. But to his statement that Talos is not Scottish, Dex1138 says, does that mean he's crap since he's not Scottish? That is correct.
How did Talos become Scottish?
I don't remember.
All right.
I don't know. So maybe somebody on Discord knows.
Ian, you listen to our show. Did Talos become Scottish ever appear?
I was not focused in on the show.
Okay.
Sorry, dude.
And the last comment I have is from Stinkpalm. If you are using Okoye for PvE, then Royal Talon Fighter is available as your support. It means that her red is even money with Thor. Sometimes you need to just take out a row. You obviously have 10 team-up AP. The yellow then costs 5 and her red at 9 is functional. So you can when she gets team-up, it reduces the cost of her powers. So it's just that in raised defense, Sabretooth's red is devastating. And yeah, that was my point. I don't care about her red or Thor's red if I'm using Sabretooth with them, because Sabretooth at 6 is just unbelievable. So, in any case, that is all of the comments. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, then, moving on. This week, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Solid. Actually, it might have been bad, but last week's. Whew.
Yeah.
So this week sounded awesome. But let's see what I can learn about this week's boosted characters. 3-star. Let's see what we got. Oh, Bullseye. I love that guy.
All those strike tiles.
All those strike. So many. So many strike tiles, which will be boosted, and then he can throw at you for boosted amounts of damage. Good for him. Oh, Cyclops. Oh, with your long, flowing golden locks. You can cut entire rows in half with your eye beams. You can blow people into tiny little bits with your overpowered black. Good for you.
It's not the row he was aiming at because his eyes don't work.
Right. Dr. Doom. He's okay. Purple. If you're not the computer, I find making his purple effective difficult. If you are the computer, you can kill at least 2 of my 3 guys with just your purple by the end of turn 4.
I know, when I play Doom, it's like, you know, menacing, whatever. And I'm like, eh. By the time I get enough purple, there's none of those tiles even on the board anymore.
Right.
The computer's like, oh, hey, 3 turns have passed? I've got enough purple. You're dead.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But he can put out some attack tiles sometimes. He can change blue to black. Yeah, that's what he does. But that won't be, he's not boosted, so that doesn't fix. His attack tiles will be more powerful. If you can make his purple work, you're a better man than I am.
Don't get it.
Gambit. I remember him. I never had him. He's one of the guys that got lost in the shuffle. Does his red do something? Like some direct damage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably does more direct damage with that. I remember that power. Oh, 3-star Punisher. You're good.
Shoot you to the face.
Get more. Yeah, it's Molotov cocktail. A little more extra punch. All right, Cloak and or Dagger. Let's move us on to 4-stars. See what you guys do. More healing, more true healing out of Cloak. More light knives out of Dagger. And better attack tiles from this pair all around. The once mighty Jean Grey. There were times when just seeing her in PvP was a skip, and now fighting her without hesitation. But,
you know, I don't even pause anymore when I make match five. I just let her have the stun. I just don't care.
You see a fiver and you're like, that's happening. Yep. I don't care what you do.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, the 5-star match damage is totally worth this 2 turns of stun. Boom!
But if you are fearful of that this week, tons of blue AoE, tons of green AoE, tons of purple AoE.
Well, yep. I got a comment. Grinch said that back on Three Star Gambit, Gambit's main power is disappointment. That is accurate.
Remember, Gambit's main mutant ability is the ability to be stealthy while wearing hot fuchsia and being completely covered in metal.
He's covered in metal?
Yeah, check out Gambit's uniforms. Like, he's got, like, always has, like, stiletto boots on. He's wearing all kind of, like, metal bangles. He's in bright, you know, high visibility colors. But he's, you know, he's a stealthy assassin.
He has a trench coat.
That doesn't help.
Right.
You can't cover up that super hype hot purple with that trench coat.
Trench coat, plus five to self.
Yeah. He is a thief. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a thief, thank you very much.
That's true.
He does not get along with the Assassin's Guild.
Well, he married one.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Then you see how that went.
I forgot he was a member of the Thieves Guild.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the Queen of Support, Medusa.
Yeah.
She's boosted. Her healing's up there, her damage is up there, and her... Buffing from the steals. It's up there, so... Enjoy that. Oh, the 4-star OG X-Force Wolverine. The damage from his green and black will be boosted. The heal that he gets from his yellow countdown tile shall also see a boost. And lastly, X-23. Her green damage is going to be boosted. Her purple damage, boosted. That healing she does whenever you use one of her colors, boosted. Good for her. That's an okay. That's a bunch of above average. I'm not going to rush, trample over people to get too excited, but you know, I've seen some better, but I've seen many, many worse. That's a lot of good, decent characters in the 4-star world. Let's see what Samurai thinks about this. He says, take that boosted Medusa, pair her with your boosted 3-star Bullseye and 3-star Doom, because you know, she loves special tiles. They love making them. The purple and green that she's going to build up will let Bullseye be more effective. And Doom will put out attack tiles like crazy. They'll get buffed. Okay. Yeah, that sounds okay. They seem like lots of people work well with Medusa. These two seem okay. So a good way to use Doom and a fun chance to get to use 3-star Bullseye, one of my favorite 3-star characters. That's what Samurai says. And so listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, moving on. It's now time for Team Up Time.
Synergy segment with Ray.
So, strangely enough, one of the characters in this week's Synergy segment is actually boosted. It's on the boosted list. This week comes to you from one of our listeners who submitted a 4-star team. It starts with 4-star Cloak and Dagger, 4-star Vulture, and 4-star Iceman. So if you're in the 4-star land and you've got these three characters, try them out. Very quickly, you have Cloak and Dagger, who just spam the board with black to start off with. This fuels Vulture, who you then send in the air, and while he's in the air, he generates 4 green, 3 blue, 2 black, and 1 red. Every round, you can use that green and blue to fuel Iceman. And it's a pretty quick synergy. And if your Cloak and Dagger gets hurt, you can use their purple to switch them over and generate yellow and then start healing themselves, which is a true heal. So that's nice. A lot of possibility here. You also have Vulture can remove special tiles and a strong AoE from Iceman. So it's a quick generating team that you can get moving on pretty quick. Vulture, you want to have him as a 5-3-5. Iceman at a 5-5-3. And Cloak and Dagger also at a 5-5-3. And for the most part, you're just going to be generating black with Cloak and Dagger. But if they do get hurt, you can switch over and generate some yellow tiles and some healing from them. So, there you go. Vulture, Iceman, Cloak, and Dagger. Try them out. It sounds like a pretty good team.
That team doesn't have a snowball's chance. Oh, wait.
Zing?
Yeah.
You had me at Vulture.
Yeah, and you throw Cloak and Dagger in there, Vulture gets in the air immediately.
Yeah.
Well, thanks out to Unify.
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 Holy smokes, Ian, do you have Steam open? We're at the part of the show already.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've already clicked on Iceman's left eye.
All right, do it.
Hey, I remember Nightcrawler. I might even need that one. All right. That puts Nightcrawler at a 4-3-4.
All right. I'm going to poke him in his little icy nipple.
Ugh. No bueno.
That got me a 4-star.
Yeah.
Nick Fury, escape plan. That gets my Fury up to level 297.
All right. I am going to do the eyeball thing because the nipple thing is just disturbing.
Yeah.
4-star. Ooh, that's that was sarcasm, by the way.
Oh.
Captain America, Sam Wilson, Wings of Liberty.
Yeah. On the wings of love.
What a sad story. That does get him up to a 308. Level 308.
Wow. That's a lot of Falcon America.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right, well, shout out to the original guy, this guy.
This guy.
Ian Sleeping Shirt, tell me what's on the podcast network.
Oh, I can't be sure these days. Sometimes there's other shows, sometimes there's not. What I am sure of is that it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can go there and you can check out a complete archive of every show that's ever been a member of the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
At D-Wing Illinois, if by any chance you play Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes and you just joined an alliance that I can't remember what it's called, I just got an announcement in my alliance that someone named D-Wing joined my alliance. So if that's you, dope. If not, it's fine. Then whoever D-Wing is, hey, how's it going?
Hey, in other game updates, I ran out of levels in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Like, I caught up to the total number of levels they have made, and I couldn't really play anymore. I was like, oh.
You know what you can do in the meantime that's a small amount, that's the same amount of fun?
What's that?
You should try Phone Destroyer. It's okay. South Park game.
Oh, it's a match 3 something something?
No, nope. It's just called South Park Phone Destroyer. It's an RPG.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, but it's kind of like an RPG collectible card game.
All right. I'll take a look.
At worst case scenario, it's kind of funny.
All right. I'll check it out.
Cool.
I think that's it then. Thanks everybody for joining us in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them Ray's way. Or on one of the forums and boards and things. Click on the Amazon banner on our homepage, buy some stuff, like a trombone oil. Is that what you're buying? Something like that. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 to get yourself some Labor Day swag. That's it, though. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, what do you get when you cross Robert De Niro with Sean Bean and the second best Skarsgård? Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night. I don't know what you get. I guess I have to wait till next week.
Yeah, I gotta think about that one.